Well, hello, guys. Now, I've just cracked a Peroni open a little bit late tonight. That's because I wasn't going to have a beer tonight, but, you know, I started getting the shakes and everything else, so I thought I'd have one. Or two. Or maybe three. I don't know. Now, you may have heard that an English brand called Jaguar, a car company, made a very woke ad. In fact, it didn't even have a car in it. Of course, it reminds you of the old Bud Light moment. But if you watch the ad, I think this one is much worse. People saying, oh, another English brand being ruined. But a lot of English people didn't feel that bad about it, because it's owned by a company in India. Now, of course, many years ago when it was British, it did have something about it. It had style. Of course, it was out of the price range of most people, and still is. And now, they don't even have style. Because if you see a Jaguar on the road nowadays, and you don't see very many at all, they look just like any other car. And, of course, it's overpriced. It's basically a prestige car, made for the elites. But what about another English brand? Rolls-Royce. Surely that's English, isn't it? No, I don't believe so. I think it's owned by BMW. But here's a brand that's British. It must be. It's been going for years. HP Sauce. Yes, you've got to put that on your Welsh rabbit. And of course it's British. Look, it's got the Houses of Parliament on the label. Nah, it's owned by Heinz. Sad, isn't it? Of course, on a side note, the Labour got into the UK and nobody likes them. They're doing some awful things to the English people. And they haven't been in very long either. They were supposed to fix things, not create more problems. So there's a petition saying that the Labour government hasn't done what they said they were going to do. And sign this if you want a new election. And it's only been up a day or so and it's got good traction. At the moment it's got 1,725,318. Of course this isn't a legal document. It won't do anything. But it is symbolic. Because in reality, the people, or the people like normal people, don't really have any power anymore. The government don't work for you. You work for them. I wonder what it'd be like to be born an elitist. For the second thoughts, I've seen some of the elitists. I'd rather be me. Very weird video, but nonetheless, it's done. Take it easy.